Sean and Frank, this is what you've been waiting for. Talk Radio 680.
Day 3723, before the hour of 9 o'clock, as you well know, we have been following with great interest the eligibility of President Barack Obama to be President of the United States based on the birth certificate issue and many others. We've interviewed many principals on this show regarding this. One of those is Attorney Mario Apuzzo, who joins us again. He is representing a client in Kirchner et al. Versus Obama et al., and it's still before the courts. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're fine. Thanks for joining us again. And there is, I think, some good news regarding, and we've been dismissed as kooks and conspiracy theorists, and even the Fox News Channel, Shepard Smith, has called us crazies. But one thing is for sure, and that is this is a serious pursuit of the Constitution of the United States and upholding the rule of law in this country. And anybody who tries to, I guess, dismiss us as being kooky and crazy as a result is just goes to show you the agenda that's out there in the media. But you have good news, I understand, regarding a judge's recent order.
Yes, I do. Recently, Judge Schneider in the New Jersey Federal District Court issued an order. It was on a motion by Obama and Congress for additional time to answer our complaint. And they're up to over about 120 days now. They haven't answered yet. They were asking for additional time because they don't know exactly who's representing who. So far, Obama and the USA have answered through an attorney's located in the attorney, the U.S. Attorney's office in New Jersey. That's Mr. Mara. But they haven't filed an actual answer yet or a motion. So basically, the judge said that the plaintiffs, which of course you know is us, we raise serious constitutional issues, and it requires that the defendants obtain competent legal counsel to address the issue. So that's proof right there that, that here's a federal court looking at this. You know, it's like you said, we're not kooks, we're not conspiracy theorists. You know, we're not Martians or anything like that. So the case is definitely legitimate, and the people need to know whether or not Mr. Obama is a natural-born citizen. We contend that he is not, because if you go back to the Constitution when it was founded, there was a definition of what a natural-born citizen was, and that only applied to the president. That was that you had to be born in America to parents who are citizens, and they could be citizens either by being born here or being naturalized. But by that particular definition, the child is born with no other allegiances to any other country. There's only one allegiance, that's to the United States of America, because you're tied to the soil and you're also tied to the parents' citizenship through descent. Because if you look at these citizenship laws, you can get citizenship either by being born on a soil or by being born to parents. Like, for example, Mr. McCain, they said he was American, and even though he was born in Panama, okay? So you have all these different situations, but that was the definition, and the Supreme Court of the United States has yet ever to tell us exactly what a natural-born citizen is as it applies to the presidency. The closest it came was a case, a Minor versus Happersett in 1874. It said that the natural-born citizens are those born in the country to parents who are citizens. This is the U.S. Supreme Court. They said there's no doubt about the citizenship of those particular children. But as to others that are born here that don't have the parents, there's a doubt to that. And they didn't have to answer the doubt in that court. But, you know, they left it open. But they told us what a natural-born citizen is. And a court to this day has ever yet to tell us what a natural-born citizen is. So this issue is legitimate. It is not, you know, fringe, loony, tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff.
Now, that was going to be my next question, because I've always wondered with great interest whether the Supreme Court had ever ruled on this, and you just answered that. But if you go back and you look at the Constitution, as we've all done, and we see that that's part of the requirements for being president, nowhere in the Constitution does it indicate who checks this. Who must be the one, who is the monitor, who is the gatekeeper that is actually going to confirm that the president is who he says he is? And we've seen foreign-born citizens serve in the Senate, in the House, and as governors. But the one position, as you've rightly pointed out, Mario, is that the president must bear no allegiance to anyone but the United States, and that's why the Founding Fathers have put it in. So my next question to you is, who's responsible for checking to see if the president is a natural-born citizen?
Well, according to the Constitution, the only clue that we have is the 20th Amendment, which comes later, of course. It's the 20th Amendment. And there it says that a president-elect... Now, what is a president-elect? A president-elect is somebody who's won the popular vote, and now he's he or she is before Congress, and Congress is going to confirm the vote because they have an obligation to do that. It actually says that if a president-elect fails to qualify, then you can have the vice president act as the president. So it's telling you that Congress has that obligation, has that power to make sure that the president-elect is qualified. Now, that makes perfect sense because if you look at the Electoral College, there are a lot of states. There's about over 20 states that have these laws where they are obligated to vote. Either because they've pledged or because there's some type of a law there, the electors have to vote in accordance with the popular vote. Now, it's important to understand this because the popular vote, anybody can run for office. You don't have to be a citizen. Under the First Amendment, anybody can run. That's why everybody, you know, all the many lawsuits that were filed against these candidates early, before they even won, you can't win those lawsuits because the First Amendment says you can run for office. It's a political statement. Anybody can run. You don't have to be a citizen. So you can't do anything about it. So if the First Amendment says you can't do anything about it, now you won the popular vote. Now the Electoral College is obligated by law to vote according to the electoral according to the popular vote. So now you don't have any protection there, none whatsoever. Then the last protection is the Congress. That's the only protection that you have because again, if anybody can vote, run. You know, you need somebody to say, wait a minute, is this person qualified? So it's under the 20th Amendment. Congress has to do it, and they did. They failed to do it here. They did it for McCain. They had an investigation. They had legal research. They had a resolution 511 saying that he was a natural born citizen. Whether or not we agree with that, that's a different issue. But the point is that they did it. They refused to do it for Obama. With all the public outcry that you had, people writing in petitions, my clients petitioning. So we're also arguing that they violated my client's equal protection because of that. So the answer to your question is Congress has to do it. They are the gatekeeper. They have to make sure that the president-elect is indeed qualified under the 20th Amendment.
Mario, this is Frank Luber. Maybe it ought to be spelled out a little bit more specifically in the Constitution, and that's for action for another day maybe. But I'm just concerned about... What if there is an official long-form birth certificate, and it's someplace, somewhere, or maybe Obama has it or whatever, and it does show that he was a non-citizen, wasn't born, rather, in this country, which, in effect, would make him not eligible for the presidency. Well, if that were ever to come out, what do you think the ramifications would be in this country? I'm talking about... You know, they're talking about a situation in Iran right now. Would we likely to see all kinds of demonstrations in the streets and things of that nature? Do we really want to go there?
Well, you know, we have to go there. It's something that we have to do because we have a constitutional republic. We do not have a pure democracy. You know, we don't have a rule by mobs. You know, the people, even the majority, we don't have majority rule in America. We have a constitution. We have laws. That constitution has to be upheld. It has to be honored. It has to be protected. And if it hasn't been in this case, we have to do it now because once you let something like this happen, that you're starting to allow your republic to fall. And if you look at history, for example, if you look at the Roman Empire, it was a republic at one time, and then it became a dictatorship. So, you know, you can have a republic, and even our founding fathers said, you know, you have a republic, now keep it. You know, what are you going to do to keep it? So the people have to keep it. You know, and if you don't protect your constitution, that's really the only way.
I agree with you. I'm just somewhat concerned because personally I believe that Barack Obama is going to fall under his own weight. But if he becomes the cause celebre, more or less, in an issue like this, I mean, beware of what you wish for.
Well, I would think that any legislation signed by the president that if he's deemed to be ineligible would become null and void.
Well, that's a complicated issue. There are rules that allow for a de facto officer. Okay, de facto means that you are that officer by fact, not by law. So it protects the tranquility and the society, let's say, okay, because you can't have these things happen where then everything is turned upside down. So it gives you some type of legitimacy, you know, to the things that you've done. Now, but you got to look at each thing individually. You just don't throw everything out necessarily. But, you know, depending on what he did, how he did it, you know, some things can be considered still valid because of this rule where we, you know, we have to have some type of order to things, even though he wasn't, you know, the president, so to speak. So that's going to be a very complicated thing, you know, if indeed he's found to be eligible, which he should be found to be eligible.
Well, we do have this important order from Judge Schneider now treating this issue very seriously. And I know that you, again, there is one attorney representing, I think, the president of the United States of America. You've also named Congress, the Vice President, former Vice President Dick Cheney, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi as defendants in this lawsuit.
Yes.
Have you heard from their legal representatives?
No, not yet. They have a committee. They're trying to figure out who's going to represent who, and this raises another very important issue. Here we have President Obama, who was sued by us before he took an oath, before on January 20th, and now, you know, he's using the taxpayers' dollars to show that he's legitimate, which is totally improper because, you know, he was a candidate. He was challenged as a candidate. He's a private person. You know, why should now, just because he finished the finish line, you know, he crossed it, now he gets the taxpayers of the United States to defend him. And all the now Congress, I can understand that because, you know, Congress is part of our government. They have the Justice Department that they're asking to represent them. But that there's a complete conflict of interest situation here because you've got two branches of government, the executive and the legislative. You know, they're asking the Justice Department to represent them. And also Cheney and Pelosi, they want the Justice Department. So far we've heard from the Justice Department, but we haven't heard from anybody else. But again, I don't think that Obama should have the taxpayers, you know, spending the money for him to prove that he's a natural born citizen. He should have done that before he ran for office. So and again, whereas the government should be on the side of the people, they should be the ones saying, wait a minute, is he a natural born citizen? And automatically now, just because he won the popular vote, they're going to take his side.
What do you suspect he's hiding?
Well, okay, he doesn't want to bring forward his birth certificate, so it could be a number of things. One, it could be that once we get his actual birth certificate, even though it might still say he's born in Hawaii, it will not have the corroborating evidence that is needed. For example, you know, the actual birth certificate, the original birth certificate has the hospital, has a doctor on there, has a midwife. In other words, it has witnesses, information that can corroborate that you were born in a place. It's not just a piece of paper that says I was born here and that's the end of it. It's important in this case because his grandmother down in Kenya said that she was present when he was born in Kenya. She said that. It's recorded. She was interviewed with a witness, you know, with a translator. So you got to take that, for example. Then there was this ambassador from Kenya to the United States who said that, yeah, indeed, he was born in Kenya. His birthplace is well recognized. I heard the interview with my own ears. Okay, and then you have the fact that he doesn't want to release the birth certificate. You have so much more evidence here. You don't have one person in the United States coming forward saying, oh, yes, he was, you know, we saw it, we know this, or we know. There isn't one person, absolutely one. The hospital refuses to come forward. There hasn't been any confirmation by any hospital. So when you put all this together, you say, wait a minute, what's going on here? So either he was not born here, or there's something else on the birth certificate that is so damaging or embarrassing. I mean, you know, nobody really knows because it's all speculation.
Yeah. Well, we do know one thing, that in one of his books, I think it's Dreams of My Father, he does reference his birth certificate, and he talks about it. And so we know it does exist. He's seen it. The question is, what's on it? Mario Puzo, thanks again. We have a link to your site and your case, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks. It's http://Puzo, P-U-Z-O, /1.blogspot.com.
All right, and we've got a link up to it at our Sean and Frank.com as well. Thanks, Mario. It's 8:51. Traffic and weather first.